We grabbed Hanover Horton Superintendent John Denny out in the hallway here. He's been over on K105. What were you doing over there?
It was the Pep Rally Friday.
Oh, okay. And the Comets tonight. Oh, they've got that cupcake Grass Lake tonight. No problem. Should be a nice night for you guys.
I'll let you go with that angle. They always come ready to play. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. So, how are things going, and what's happening out at Hanover, Jen?
You know, things have been going very smoothly, you know, I guess with all things considered.
Okay.
You know, that everybody is working hard, both the staff and the students, trying to make the best out of the situation and making sure that our kids are still learning, you know, on target where they should be, and just trying to get adjusted to the new requirements and the new way of doing things.
Is there a variety of learning opportunities?
Yeah, we offer a fully online program that's directly led by all of our teachers, and we also have 4 days of in-person learning for the students that we asked at the beginning of the year for the online commitment to be 9 weeks, the full marking period, before they could come back to face-to-face learning if they wanted to make that choice, and that'll be coming up soon. But right now, it's about 75% of the students showing up for the face-to-face and about a quarter going online.
Is that an issue at all, or hasn't been so far?
It really hasn't been. You know, it definitely increases the workload on the teachers trying to manage the in-class learners as well as the online learners. But it's one of those that, as far as for the students and being able to manage everything, it's going better than I could have hoped for.
Well, you perked my ears up when I heard you talking about money out there. And this is a strain on all the budgets for these, especially these smaller schools, isn't it?
It is, and a lot of it depends on what you had in place to begin with.
Right.
You know, as part of the budget deal for 1920, as the legislature fixed the budget gaps from last year, they reduced $175 per student in state money and gave us $350 in federal money out of the CARES Act that we have to spend by December 31st. So for us, it worked that, you know, we had to take $200,000 out of the budget, but we put $400,000 in. And out of that $400,000, we've spent about $300 of it so far, between buying devices for all the students and just trying to buy all the equipment to be able to clean and sanitize at the levels we're supposed to be able to, and acrylic dividers that we made in-house. And
that probably won't end December 31st.
No, we're going to end up needing to buy we'll stock up on cleaning supplies in December and try to make sure we get enough to go through. But, you know, we'll end up spending the $400,000 on an, you know, $11 million budget. So we're spending 3 to 4% of our operating funds will be direct expense to COVID this year.
What does your crystal ball say for next year? Tough question.
I'm just looking forward to next week.
Well, I understand that. It's so hard to plan, isn't it?
It is. You know, and I think where really it's going to boil down to is, you know, the economy in Michigan recovered a lot quicker than people anticipated. But a lot of that, I think, you tie back into the, you know, the stimulus checks that came in and the unemployment boost that came in that helped a lot of families to spend to get what they needed to, you know, take care of. And, you know, hopefully as things recover, the economy can bounce back. Because Michigan's, you know, we were doing pretty well, and we were anticipating a $200 to $300 per pupil increase in January after the governor rolled her budget out. So hopefully we can get back there, and the federal money will help bridge that gap. And, you know, we'll get to a point where people feel safe with, you know, all the kids coming back, and we can kind of get back to normal.
How about the countywide? Things have gone pretty well. I know all the superintendents, they put their heads together.
We definitely, we lean on each other, because it's one of those, you know, there's 13 of us in the county. So, you know, there's not a lot of people you can talk to that understand exactly what you're dealing with other than your colleagues. And
but you think Jackson's done pretty well?
I think so. I think the strength, I think, of our county is the fact of how well we all work together. You know, every school district ended up doing it slightly different based on the needs they had of their population and their facilities and everything else. But ultimately, we bounce ideas off each other. We trust each other. And, you know, I think as a county, our plan is pretty solid.
And you had something of an issue that other districts did not. Your connectivity issue out there is, let's face it, it's a problem.
It is. With the, because all of our students are learning at home on Wednesdays. So what we've ended up doing is the teachers have to upload all the assignments by Tuesday. So the students that don't have connectivity at home can download everything they need while they're at school on Tuesday. Check a device out, go home, work on it Wednesday, come back Thursday and upload it. So we're trying to deal with it the best we can. You know, it is tough. Hopeful hearing all the talks, you know, both at the state and federal level about increasing broadband, and, you know, I almost kind of see that being kind of like the next public works type project is with broadband. And it makes a huge difference. You know, there's a lot of not just educational but economic impacts on people not having access to high-speed internet. So hopefully in the next few years we can get that problem addressed.
Have you had any COVID issues, John?
We've had a few that have been quarantined due to contact of a contact, you know, those kinds of situations. But knocking on wood here, so far we have yet to have a positive that directly impacted. But, you know, we've been close. And, you know, for the most part, I'm viewing it as a matter of when, you know, we have it, not if.
You have to.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, it's odds are it's going to hit, and it's, you know, when it does, we'll be ready for it and handle it the best we can.
Well, should I say good luck tonight with the Warriors?
We'll always take a good luck.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.